Well, I was diagnosed with this 1 in 400 million form of cancer, which basically 12 people on the planet a year get this type of cancer. It's a bone cancer in the upper jaw. It's called a sarcoma. And, well, you know, those kind of statistics, it makes me a really lucky guy because I'm supposed to win the super lottery 3 times, Joe, before getting this thing. Of course, it didn't feel like a lottery when I got this, but I endured 2 major surgeries where they removed most of my upper jaw. And then they nuked me for a year with chemotherapy, just in case it had spread to other parts of my body. And halfway through the experience, I decided myself that I want to stay longer, and I'm going to stay longer on the planet, and I'm going to do something special to help other people by writing songs to tell the story of everything that happened to me.
Made me nuclear, and they told me it would make me glow. Yes, they proudly radiated me, because they want to see right through my bones.
And you kind of take a whimsical or laughing approach to what sounds like a really horrible treatment that you had.
Yeah, laughter is such a healing property. I've heard of people healing themselves from, you know, life-threatening illnesses by watching comedy on television. They would just rent movies that were funny and just laughed and laughed and laughed, and it just it brought up their immune system and helped them get through difficult life challenges. So for me, to put humor into the album, make it kind of funny and surreal and kind of looking from the outside going, this is crazy. I can't believe this. It made me feel better, and it comes through in the songs and the lyrics and makes everybody else feel better. I have a song called Chemo Brain, which is what you get when you're on chemotherapy. You get a little loopy.
Brain, chemo brain.
It's almost like you're drinking a six-pack of beer, and you kind of forget things, and a lot of things happen to me. I almost burned my house down cooking a chicken in the oven. I forgot about it, and I forgot to pick up my son from school one day, and I also walked out on a $200 tab at a restaurant. So, and of course, when the waiter, like, practically attacked me, I had to take my little cap off, and, you know, I had lost all my hair from chemotherapy, and I point to my bald head and say, look, this is chemo, this is cancer. And he got all, you know, white in the face, and I'm like, it's okay, you know, it's just that I didn't mean to walk out of the check. Here's my credit card. So, you know, putting that in a song, all those stories, it's kind of fun, and you can look back at it and really get a good laugh. And then people who hear that now who are going through chemotherapy, they really can laugh at it. And I believe that that takes the edge off of it and gives them a better chance at less side effects and making it through those difficult things with a smile on their face.
The moment that he told me, it felt like someone shot me, frozen like a snowman in the cold. And when I put the phone down, I felt my body trembling, thinking, is this really happening to me?
Well, if there's anything that I'd love to share with your audience, is that I believe that it's all about the people in your life at the end of the day or at the end of your life or whatever it is, you know. It's the people you love, the people that surround you. That's really what it's all about. And hold on tightly to those that you love for this crazy ride around the sun. And the other thing that I'd share is while we're riding around the sun and holding the ones we love, do what you love as much as you can, even if it's something that you can only do very little of because you're working very hard at things that you're not, you know, that you don't love to do, but you do it out of necessity. In the times that you're not doing that, do what you love, and it'll bring you a lot of peace and a lot of joy.
Do what you love. Life is such a